This is nuts. 44% of people, Americans, admit to spying on their ex through social media. 44%.
Like Facebook stalking, like you go back and you click through somebody's stuff. That's fine. It's normal,
no.
Right? That's bloodhound behavior.
Even more than that.
Okay.
Creating fake social media accounts.
What?
To stalk their exes. 44%. How is that real?
That is not. That seems totally wrong. Like, you got to create, like, a whole life. You got to come up with some fake photos. Right.
Right?
You got to
find some fake friends.
Right. You got to get a fake email.
Yep.
All that stuff. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Dan on Raven. When I saw this, I was like, come on. That can't be legit. And it gets even stranger. 1 in 10 Americans admit to using an app to monitor an ex or a current person that they're dating. To actually put it on their phone so they can read their text messages, who they've called, get into their email. There's apps that do that.
Come on.
It's called stalkerware, creepware.
That has to be illegal. Or you would hope that it's going to be if it's not already at this point.
I mean,
it's a lot of time invested. My grandmother would say, don't they have anything better to do?
Well, how many times do we always say that? Like, there's so many trolls. Like, let's be honest.
Right.
There's a lot of trolls on social media.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, they always
that's where
got
they live on
negative
the internet.
To say. Right. And
nobody can come and knock on their door for them or something like that. You can hide behind it.
Right, but the fact that many Americans admit to having fake profiles set up just to stalk exes is crazy. So I haven't looked at my ex stuff in a million years. Who knows
right.
is the last time.
Okay.
But
Because you've been married since
mind.
You were 12. You were betrothed
right.
at 12 years old.
It's true. I got married when I was like 23, so I really only had one ex-real boyfriend, I would say.
Right,
maybe
right.
two before him. So I went to his Facebook page just now, which I noticed he unfriended me. Weird.
That like, happened sometime recently then.
I guess.
Well, or in the last decade.
In the last 10 years.
Since Facebook started after that.
No, it was probably, yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Okay,
like,
so
why would you unfriend me? It's not like I'm not reaching out to you.
The count is down one, right.
Yeah. No, because it says add friend, so it means that we're not friends
right.
anymore.
No, I understand how it works. Thank you.
So
you've come to the realization that you're no longer friends.
Right, but I immediately got nervous because I'm like, what if I accidentally click something
right.
and he sees that I was on his page
you
like a psychopath.
Something, right? Are you heart an emoji or something? And don't do
just
it,
just by
man.
Accident.
Don't do a wow or something like that. Don't do an angry either. There's no emoji you can do that would be satisfactory now that you've been unfriended from an ex.
And then I understand like why people create these fake accounts because I'm like, if you accidentally do something, then you can hide from it.
So is he one of those people that he's only showing certain things? Like, you know, because, I mean, our stuff is all public. I'm, you know, most of it anyways.
I'm more concerned, like, what was he doing in Taiwan? Like, what?
There's only one way for you to find out now.
I can't click. What if you can see that I click on the pictures
right,
to
right.
see
well,
why he was there?
Well, if you're not bold enough to actually add him as a friend as yourself, then I guess you have to come up with an interesting life.
I think he had another kid, too. His wife is beautiful. She really is beautiful.
Well, then why is he so insecure going through his Facebook members?
Because he unfriended me, Raven.
That's what I'm saying.
This is why people come up with fake accounts. Here, what's your ex's name? I'll look her
no.
up.
No.
Come on.
No, some stones are better left unturned.
Well, not according there'd to 44% of Americans.
There'd be some sort of seismic shift in the universe, and they would sense that I was looking into their thing, and I do not want that one coming back.
Oh.